I think I've been skating a little bit better. I think that's the big thing for me, whether it's getting up the ice or getting to a check or whatever it is in the D zone, just moving your feet and getting to the plays is obviously when I feel like I'm playing my best.
Take a look at last night's game, just with the turnaround from Nashville into starting a new series. Could you have gotten off to a better start as a team, especially in the first 10 minutes?
No, that's I think how we wanted to start. Obviously with the goals, but even just getting the crowd into it and all that was a good way to get the momentum going. And I mean, it's a tough building coming in play as a road team. So I'm sorry, I can't handle this guy staying next to me. It's kind of weird. No, but I mean, that's kind of how we wanted to start. And like I said, get everybody into it and kind of turn the page at the same time and know that we got a new series.
What did you learn from them in the first game?
I mean, we know what kind of team they are. They're fast, and when they build speed, they're a very good team. I think that's something that we talked about, was trying to slow them down in a way that, whether it's being physical or kind of running some interference or picks or whatever, just kind of keep them from getting to full speed. That's when they're a really good team.
Jake, can you talk about your relationship that you have with Josh? What makes it work? I mean, try to explain that to us.
I don't really know. From day one, it goes back to when Zach Bogosian was here. He obviously brought me in, and then when Josh was drafted, he kind of brought Josh in too a little bit, and that's kind of how we started hanging out and met each other. And we complement each other really well. I mean, we have a good friendship off the ice. I think just our styles kind of go together pretty nicely, and we got a good open relationship where we can talk to each other. We're not going to hurt each other's feelings. I mean, we can say whatever we want, and we know it's in a constructive way. So I think we're just very comfortable with each other.
Can you guys be pretty blunt with each other?
Pardon me?
Can you guys be pretty blunt with each other?
We can. I don't think we're not the type that scream at each other. That's not really our personalities. But if we see something, we tell the other guy. If there's some adjustment we want to make, we'll talk to each other and I think we value each other's opinions on what we're seeing.
Vice versa, though, is it a situation where you're at a point where you almost anticipate what he'll do and you can read off that?
Yeah, that's with any player. You get more comfortable as you play, and whether it's going into a corner, like I know he's not going to get beat out of that corner, and I can kind of make a read, and if he's going to separate the puck, or I can kind of see what he's going to do, or going back for a puck, what he likes to do, his tendencies, I kind of know that, and it just comes with time and playing with each other for a long time.